You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Sorry that I'm like this. That is Cat and the Hurricane. You know, Cat and the Hurricane, we've been playing them probably since they were almost had started back in 2015. You know that?
I have enjoyed them so much from the very beginning.
Yeah.
But to see where they have come.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've been through us through three studios with Mag Zinc Radio, right? And an internet radio station.
Great.
That's how long we've been playing probably that song. Found it in 2015. Cat and the Hurricane is an all queer and trans synth rock indie band based in Madison and composed of guitarist, vocalist Cat Rhapsody, keyboardist, vocalist Benjamin Rose, and drummer Alex Nelson. And they're often accompanied on stage with singer Candace Griffin. And the band has stirred up a storm across the Midwest and beyond thanks to their energetic live shows, strong sense of community, and genre-defying songwriting, which could be gender-defining songwriting as well.
Yeah.
Winner of many awards in the past years, Cat and the Hurricane won an astonishing 5 Madison Area Music Association Awards this year. And still out on tour and on the phone with us tonight, Cat Rhapsody, Benjamin Rose, and Alex Nelson. Together, they are Cat and the Hurricane.
Woo!
Welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my gosh. I want to hug you every time I see you. The music is just so impactful. You are always so much fun. And congratulations on those 5 Madison Area Music Association Awards this year. So deserving.
Thank you so very much. We're hugging you through the phone right now.
That is amazing. Thank you. You're on tour right now. Where are you?
We actually literally just got home from Appleton. We played the Fox Valley Pride event today.
Oh, wow.
With the Traveling Suitcase and other great performers. So we literally just got home in time to talk to both of you right now.
Wow.
Excellent.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, before we get to the mamas and your awards and some upcoming shows, tell us a little bit about Cat and the Hurricane for our listeners who may not be familiar. The band is growing quite a legacy in the music scene. What's the backstory?
Yeah, I mean, we're just a group of queer kids that have always wanted to be in a band, and we found community within one another. And, you know, we really got going in 2019, and then we saw the pandemic come. And we lived through that, and we've just pushed through, and we are, you know, quote unquote, on the other side of that. And we are grinding harder than ever, booking shows, booking tours, doing community-based events. We released an album last year. So we've really been truly busy, and every day is another step forward in the direction of just being touring artists. And we really love it.
That is so great. I know I want to ask you about this. Last year, I believe it was last summer, this is so cool when you see bands do this. You went out and played a show with some friends from Madison who now live there in New York City. How is that? Because I know there's a lot of that kind of trading. Hey, you come play with me, then I'll come out and play a show with you. Did that work out okay for you guys?
Yeah. Like, we have a lot of friends all across the country in the indie and like DIY music scene. And so we always try to do whatever we can to like help folks out. And of course, being able to do shows in places that we've never played before.
Yeah.
Like New York City, we got to play at place for the first time in 2023. We actually just got to play a really amazing sold out show in DC because we befriended this band, Pretty Bitter, who was playing in Madison one time, and Kat brought them cheese curds because they really wanted cheese curds. You know, little acts of kindness goes a long way.
It does.
You know, swapping shows or anything like that. Like, we host bands all the time when they're touring, and it, like, on the road, having a place to crash is like gold.
Yes.
So that's just kind of like our ethos, and we support the heck out of our friends, and we're so lucky that they support us too.
I love that. Now, of course, you know, you've got a collection of Mama Awards. Last Sunday, you won 5 more. Where are you going to put all these, by the way? The list is worth reading and so well-deserved. Okay, so you got Performer of the Year, Song of the Year, Caffeine and Alcohol. That's like one of my favorites. Rock Performer of the Year, Pop Album, Got It Out, and Pop Song, caffeine and alcohol. What does this mean to you to have this come to fruition and be recognized by those who think that you guys are pretty spectacular?
It is a huge honor. I feel like we said something along these lines when we won Best Artist back in 2023, which is the last award, and now to get five more is just really, really special. And I think for us, we're especially blown away because we do this for like our people, and that is like the other queer and trans folks, and especially getting to play like Pride festivals today. Mm. That's really what we try to do this for, but we also want the music to be good and to be creative and to be something new. And so to have the music scene as a whole see us, like, that's just like an added benefit, I think. And so we, you know, we just try to put our heads down and work hard and put the positive energy towards other people, like Alex was saying, and it comes back to us in big ways. So I think anyone else who's listening that's like, how do you do that? It's just learn to surround yourself with the right people and like be around the energy that's coming back to you, and you'll be amazed at what could happen.
I love it. It's manifesting what you want and what you need. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're here with Kat in the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. Kat in the Hurricane have done a lot of, quite a bit of touring across the United States. And as an openly all queer and trans band, what issues do you face on the road as a result?
Ooh, yeah, this is something that we talk about a lot. I mean, like, we are an openly queer and trans band, and that's not by accident. Like, we, like Benjamin was saying, we, like, always try to, like, be the representation that we needed when we were, like, aspiring musicians as youngsters, right? And we are also, like, depending on who you talk to, pretty, like, visibly trans. Sometimes we can, like, go a little low-key, right? But, like, it's a dangerous time. Like, we have to think about where we're, like, doing anything. Like, where we're playing, of course, who we're playing with, of course. But, like, where we're going to the bathroom, like, what laws are, enacted in some cases really recently, so that restrict our ability to just exist or even perform in spaces. But like, where are we gonna sleep? Where are we gonna like stop to eat? Are people gonna like do like stare at us? Sure, but like, or is anything worse gonna come to us? And like, we have a lot of privilege too, so like, we know that like we get it not as bad as a lot of our, for example, Black and Brown, trans and queer siblings, right? So like, I don't know, like we think about those things a lot. Mm-hmm. And so this is definitely something that, I don't know, like kind of have to be proactive about in thinking about. And I think like, yeah, it's really important for folks, who are on the other side to also kind of know that. We're really lucky that we always are working with bands and venues that are, you know, either queer or trans or in independent in terms of venues, and like the staff usually like cares, and it's usually a safe space. But once we leave those places, like we never really know what's going to happen. So
is it a chance to educate and create some awareness too? I mean, obviously today is a Pride event, so it's a perfect opportunity. But do you ever get to use other music opportunities to try to share a message with people? Or is it just kind of something that's just a difficult thing to do right now?
Sure. I mean, I think like us just being out in the world and existing as we are, like, honestly, that's really huge. There are a lot of people who like don't know that there are non-binary people making really, really rockin' music out of Wisconsin, right?
And yeah. So, you're
like,
kidding.
I think that like by leading by example in the sense of like, we try to like leave a positive impact wherever we go. And of course, like we have our dignity. Like we're going to say like, no, or walk away from certain things. Right. But like,
right.
I think that, yeah, us just kind of existing and doing what we do, you just never know the seeds that are planted in folks. Right.
Yes.
So, I think, yeah, like, and we like talk about, what's going on too. So I think that absolutely, we try to like be good representation for the trans community in particular at this moment in time.
Yeah.
What do you think would be something that could affect change? Is there anything that you say, gosh, if this could change, things would be better?
Oh my gosh. Well, we could talk about that for a long time, but
yeah. Like, absolutely.
Just doing what y'all are doing right now, which like ask trans people how they're feeling and like ask trans people what they need. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like, just to use one super specific example, like venues don't always think about like, is there a gender neutral bathroom in the venue? Like that's such a small thing that could make someone feel like welcome or safe in the space or not. And it's just like the little things that someone, that if that's not your experience, you wouldn't necessarily know to think of that.
Right.
And so I think just asking the people who are actually being affected can go a really, really long way. And that's like the on the micro level. On the macro level, call your representatives.
Perfect.
Upcoming shows include June 30th at the Gamma Ray Bar right off the Capitol Square in Madison, and June 12th at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, and then High Noon Saloon on July 25th. Tell us about your performances and, you know, what's coming up for Cat and the Hurricane in the future.
Yes. So June 30th, we're going to be opening for Gully Boys, which is one of our very favorite bands, and we're very excited about it, with local band Heather the Jerk. And then Gully Boys is on, Heather the Jerk. I'm really excited to check these guys out.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
The band that is traveling with Gully Boys is Careful Gaze. So it's going to be a heavier punk rocky night, good for those in the service industry that want to make it out to see some live music on a Monday night. Very excited about that one. Full Mile is going to be 3 hours of Cat and the Hurricane.
Wow.
It's going to be us playing some background music while people enjoy dinner and some drinks.
And will Candace be with you that night?
I think Candace is going to be with us that night.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's going to be extra special. And then on July 25th, yes, we are going to be playing with our dear, dear friends from the band Line from here in Madison and our friends Kiss the Tiger from Minneapolis. And we're really excited to play with them.
That is amazing. Hey, how do we keep up best with you? I love following you on Instagram, but what other ways can we keep up so we can be sure to catch an event or just some news from Cat and the Hurricane?
Absolutely. So Instagram is where we're most active, like on social media. Mm-hmm. It's Cat and the Hurricane, all one word, cat with a K. We're also on catandthehurricane.com is where there's always any of the shows we have coming up are linked there. And then lastly, because we know that the world of social media is constantly changing, we also have been trying to invest more in our email list because that's like the one thing an artist can actually own and control, even if a social media platform just disappears one day. So if you go to catandthehurricane.com, there's a sign up form to get on our email list. We send about one email every month to just say, hey, here's where our shows are coming up and new music that's out. So that's a great way to stay in touch too.
Perfect. And I love that. I'm going to do it. And everyone else should do it too. This has been awesome, you guys. Speaking with Kat, Rhapsody of Cat and the Hurricane, and everybody else with the band too. I'm so glad you were all able to be on with us. Thank you. We're gonna we're gonna listen to the award-winning song now, Caffeine and Alcohol. Benjamin sings it, and Rocker says it just passed 250,000 streams. What?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about this song before we take a listen.
Caffeine and Alcohol, which was just voted Song of the Year by the Madison Area Music Association Award. It is a song that is about learning to find your people. It's a song about being in the thick of feeling like you don't belong. Mm. And we sing it and play this song because we want people to realize that there's an other side of it, having recorded it. So it is a song both about the hard times and also a reminder that the hard times don't last forever. So we hope people can see themselves and be encouraged by it.
I know they can. I love this song. And let me say happy pride to you.
Happy Pride.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's check it out. Caffeine and Alcohol, the song of the year. Cat in the Hurricane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.